list 'em, love or list 'em. We have a lover that needs your wisdom. This I tell ya, brother, one could end it with the other. Love or list 'em, love or list 'em.
All right, we have Todd and Kim waiting patiently on the line right now. They have opinions about overly chivalrous Jason. If you missed it, we had a call from Stephanie. She was talking about her boyfriend Jason of 3 months. He's been doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, he's taking all the care of her. Like, he won't let her drive. He likes to pull the chairs out for her, which is nice. He likes to open doors for her, which is nice. But the kicker was, at a dinner with her friends, he ordered for her without asking and then cut her steak for her. I don't even know what I would do. I don't even know what I would do.
Todd knows what to do. What advice do you have for Steph?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're good.
We're well. What do you have to say about this situation?
Well, I mean, I think everything was correctable, you know, up until the steak issue. I think he was just being chivalrous and wanted to sort of, you know, do things for her so she could relax. But cutting a steak is sort of pathologic. I mean, I think there's issues
pathologic.
There.
Pathologic.
What do you think the issues are that you're talking about? What do you think's going on?
I think he wants to be controlling, and I think when, you know, if this does progress and they end up getting married, it's going to be even worse. They have kids. I mean, he's just, I think, a control freak.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. If a man tried to cut my steak, I don't even know what I would do. It's so bizarre.
So, Todd, you're saying list the guy because he's irredeemable. Those things cannot be fixed. It's basically part of his psychology, and he needs a little bit more.
Pulling out the chair and wanting to drive, you know, I mean, like I said, we go on a long trip. I'll drive most of the time for my wife just so she can relax. But
right.
I ain't
sweet.
Cutting up her steak. You know, next thing he's going to be doing is trying to chew it up and feel like a bird.
Like a little baby bird.
Here I have steak gloop for you.
Yeah.
All right, Todd, thanks so much.
Thanks,
have a good
buddy.
Day.
You too. All right,
bye-bye. Good morning, Kim. What's your take on the whole situation?
Hey, so I think there's one thing to be said about being kind and respectful, but this is bordering on, like, major sexism vibes. Like, Stephanie is incapable of caring for herself, cutting her own steaks, driving her own car. That's a big no for me.
I hear she's not even going to be able to walk down the aisle with her father. He simply wants to piggyback her all the way down.
Yeah.
There's just so many places this could go. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for the call. All right. We've all heard the opinions, but the answer lies with Stephanie.
Yes.
Stephanie,
thank you, Kim, for the call.
Yes. Did I say Stephanie?
It's okay. We got a lot of names.
My bad.
Okay.
Around. But you knew who I was talking to. Anyway, Stephanie, what are you going to do?
I was ready to listen. I was like, this is too much. He's gone too far. This is embarrassing. But I never actually, like, communicated that with him. And I thought, like, I was just someone and, like, doing my best. And they broke up with me and didn't, like, talk to me about it or, like, you know, give me fair warning. Like, I'd be so upset. And so I was thinking, well, let me at least talk to him and share, know, like, how I feel about that and give him a chance to, like, adjust his behavior. Because, you know, at first, like, it was so nice, and I appreciate chivalry. Like, I really liked it when he was, you know, like, holding the doors and all that stuff. So now I'm just thinking, like, give him a chance. And, like, I feel like it's not fair to just break up with him and resent him, like, without even talking to him about it first. So I'm going to love him and give him a second chance.
Okay.
Perfect.
And that makes sense to me. He doesn't really know the fine line between being chivalrous and babying someone.
He's read King Arthur one too many times.
So
King Arthur.
And it sounds like your relationship has good bones, you know, like you went to New Orleans together and you say he's great and he's paying for things. It sounds like he has the right intentions, just needs a little tweak.
Yeah, just let him know, you know, that women have abilities like cutting their own food.
Like that.
I mean, it's 2023. Yeah. We've come a long way, baby.
And when he starts putting footy PJs on you, that's when to draw the line.
Right. Like, say, thanks. I don't need this onesie, but I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
All right, great. Well, good luck with that. Thank you so much for letting us help you with your relationship problems, and good luck with that conversation.
Well, I thank you so much, and yeah, we will see what develops.
All right, we'll see. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Be well. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay,
brand new Love 'Em or List 'Em every single Thursday on our show at 7:55. How do you feel about the end of that one?
Oh, I think that's fair. Although I think I have to tell you about this comment we got from John Perrone on Facebook. He's like, where's Pia?
Where is Pia?
Yeah, Pia's our resident therapist, relationship therapist. She's not actually one, but she could be. She typically calls. I just thought that was funny.
There are opinions and then there are opinions.
Oh, wow. You tried it. You tried.
You know, I just said it.
Off the cuff, you know, I got to give you something for trying. You got to put it out there.